Greetings, family and friends. Consider that there was a time in the past when all the things that you see around you existed only as ideas. Besides fundamental physical matter and things of the natural world, everything you see and conceive of was once just a thought in the head of some human. The chairs that you're sitting in, higher learning institutions, the cell phone that's in your pocket, the tradition of graduation, the concept of a free society where people are able to live as they please, they all began as ethereal, floating, and tangible ideas. The power of ideas to affect reality is easy to see on an individual level. I distinctly remember having the idea to be a candidate to give this very speech. I even recall an idea long ago, sitting in my kitchen on a hot Florida day, conceptualizing and dreaming of what it would be like to go to college in the great Pacific Northwest. As graduates, we've been exposed to and adopted an impressive number of ideas in the past several years. Indeed, the diplomas that we will receive today are simply representative of the knowledge and skills that we have acquired. I propose, however, that the most important ideas and thoughts we've had cannot be listed and quantified on a transcript. Nor can they be neatly formatted and summed up within a crisp resume. The ideas that will have the greatest effect on our lives did not have to do with homework or tests, or any specific academic subject. Rather, we have been more strongly formed by the experiences of living within and contributing to the vibrant and unique community here at Lewis and Clark College. These experiences have taught us how to accept new perspectives, to love despite differences, and to laugh despite heartbreak. So while our transcripts may just read Bio 201, MUS 150, ENG 301, it must be recognized that the real value of our education far transcends a list of credits earned and courses taken. As an example, this semester alone, in addition to the academic courses I was enrolled in, I have also had lessons in the art of humility from my professor, Michael Broidy. Lessons on living with passion and purpose from Paul Allen. I've taken a crash course on patience from Cecilia Beninati. Mason Wardell taught me how to be playful again, and I learned to face fear head on with Hunter Feist and Dan Phillips. These kinds of ideas and lessons are what make us who we are. Furthermore, once these ideas are adopted into our personal character, they then begin to trickle into the character of our society as a whole. Thus, it is immediately apparent that our education is much more meaningful than the summation of credit hours that we've somehow managed to convince the registrar that we've earned. But to merely understand an idea and to merely have an idea or understand a concept is not enough. For an idea to affect the world, to become tangible and change reality, it must be put into action. So let's take a moment and recognize these lessons of the heart that we have learned during our time here, and consider the importance and necessity of putting them into practice. I dare say that just as much as we need clever programmers and engineers, our world needs loving and dependable friends. We need in our business people and diplomats not only a keen eye for opportunity, but also the resolve to stand up for what is right despite the cost. We certainly need biologists, but we also need people that are willing to love when others will not. I have this crazy and brilliant uncle that lives in the mountains of Tennessee. He's an intellectual and a true philosopher. He teaches anthropology at his local university. Late one night, he and I sat on the porch of his cabin, talking and listening to the whippoorwills. He was telling me of his days of political activism. When I asked why he stopped protesting and being so vocal, he gave me a profound answer. He said, "You know, Zach, I spent years preaching fairness, justice, tolerance, compassion. I called for people to love their neighbors and to end war, and to have a society built on sharing. But I realized that I wasn't even living peacefully and lovingly with my own wife and kids, the people under my own roof. So I refocused my efforts to revolutionize the way that I love on a personal level." My uncle's story shows that we can change the world with the simplest of ideas and actions implemented on the smallest of scales. We can make things a little brighter just in the way that we smile at people. We can change the world by being honest and patient with our loved ones and with ourselves. There is glory in a whisper if the right words are said. It is in small gestures of love that we build every day a better world. Mother Teresa said, "We can't all do great things, but we can all do small things with great love." Our society needs a generation that will put these principles into practice. Fellow graduates, we are vastly more knowledgeable and capable than we were before our time here. We have acquired head knowledge in the classroom and heart knowledge through our relationships and experiences. My point is not that our head knowledge is less important than our heart knowledge, but rather that it is essential to apply and to put into action both types of ideas in our lives. Standing in front of a congregation of socially and politically oppressed people, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called for the implementation of the simple truths of the heart. And I quote, "It is not enough to know the intricacies of zoology and biology, but we must know the intricacies of law. It is not enough to know that 2 and 2 makes 4, but we've got to know somehow that it's right to be just and honest with our brothers. It's not enough to know all about our philosophical and mathematical disciplines, but we've got to know the simple disciplines of being honest and loving and just with all humanity. If we don't learn it, we will destroy ourselves by the misuse of our own powers." And it was in following this simple advice and seeing the application and realization of fairness and goodness through to its full and logical conclusion that an oppressed people fought for and won their rights in this country. Before us stretches the wide open plain of destiny. We stand looking out towards the sun, eyes squinted, feet ready to roam. Our limited vision can only see so far, but we know that out there are mountains and streams and canyons and friendships and heartbreak and laughter and defeats and victory just waiting. Yesterday, we put in the time and hard work to grasp the intricacies of our complex and beautiful world. Hours of studying and playing and thinking, all to better understand this reality and our place in it. Today, let us celebrate what we have accomplished, from the skills mastered in the classroom to the lessons of love, perseverance, and grace that we have learned while living as part of this community. Tomorrow, we are challenged with turning the ideas and thoughts we've had into action, action that will change reality and make our world one in which we're proud to live in. Friends, I can't wait to see what we come up with and how we use them to change the world. Thank you for your time, and congratulations to us, class of 2015.